This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Up ahead an oasis, clear my vision, please, is this the I'm going. I fall down on my knees, oh, before I go to greet my Lord, before I go picking up all those things I've ever known, 'cause you can't take them with you when you go. Oh,
blasting of your coordinates. Send out scouts by day, dole out mercenary pay for restless young subordinates. It never hurts to give thanks to the local gods. You never know who might be hungry. It never hurts to scan the windows on the upper floor. I saw a face there once before when I was young.
people see rock and roll as youth culture, and when youth culture becomes monopolized by big business, what are the youth to do? Do you have any idea? I think we should destroy the bogus capitalist process that is destroying youth culture.
Here we go. That's a CD, so you can't talk yet, but I can. Welcome to the Station Invasion with DJ Tolstoy and DJ Tuesday, which I'm currently actually trying to get the gosh darn... let's see. Here we go. Let's see. I want Fat Buddy. Yes. Okay. We're currently working on get this mic 4 going. And here we go. All right, and here we go. You're now
I
on.
Am heard.
You are
I am
heard.
Seen.
You're not seen, actually. You're heard. We don't know who's listening. In fact, let's check Shoutcast. We're probably got not much by way. Okay, we have 10 listeners.
That's more than I expected.
That is way more than I expected, too. Welcome. We were walking home from a Dungeons & Dragons session, and I've got access to the station, and, well, we're going to invade for, like, an hour, play some good tunes, talk a little bit of shenanigans. If you want to be a part of this, or if you've just heckin' stumbled upon this, you can call in. You can be a part of our nonsense at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. I will answer the phone. We'll take requests. Say hi. Do what you like. Now, yeah, also, IDing some songs. We first had DJ Tuesday's pick with Younger by the Mountain Goats from the album In League with Dragons. You want to say something about that?
I am so excited for In League with Dragons. It's coming out April 26th. That's 2 days before I've actually got tickets to see them live at the Wilbur, April 28th. Tickets still on sale, probably. Boston sold out, I know. New Dragon Noir, the one example of its genre. So I believe that's the one single that's been released from the album. The actual track list has been released. Looking good. Looking good.
Okay. Dragon Noir. So they have crafted their own genre.
Basically their own genre. Lots of sax, lots of like sort of 1940s, 1950s feel with a high fantasy aesthetic. This is the story of a wizard who rules over a seaside town about to be invaded and coming to terms with that and just sort of resigning himself to the flames.
That is fascinating. Okay, it kind of sounds like, I can't remember the name of it right now, but I had a friend who was really into this one folk genre where what they did was they had this massive rock folk that told a whole fantastical story, and it would last like 20 minutes. It was insane. I think it was called like Gilt or Lilt or something.
Nice, I'll look into that.
Filt. I think it was Filt. Wait, let's see. Filt. Filt music genre. I also have a laptop here. Genre. Just keep saying filter. I could have sworn it's like this folk. It's weird. It was heckin' weird. And it had like sci-fi and it sometimes got a little raunchy, but like playful raunchy, you know what I mean? But yeah. Oh, that's weird. Have you perhaps heard of Every Noise at Once?
No.
So, Every Noise at Once is a website that's a scatterplot of every genre available on Spotify.
Nice.
And at this current moment, there are currently Every Noise at Once. I've made a point to try to listen to every single genre. And there are currently 2,645 genres.
And so it's a scatter plot. What are the axes? Like, are these being related to each other in some way, or?
They are, actually. So, quote from the website, the calibration is fuzzy, but in general, down is more organic, up is more mechanical and electric, left is denser and more atmospheric, and right is spikier and bouncier. So, for instance, the lowest one now is vintage classical singing, and the highest you can go is, like, re-techno. And then the rightward one is a little hard, but I think I would put it to hard minimal techno. And then the most to the left would probably be sound effects. So, and then there's tons in between, like a heck ton. But it's fascinating. There's a lot of weird stuff you can get from it. Like there's this one called Lowercase.
Okay.
And it's an extreme form of ambient music where they take normally inaudible sounds and raise them to extremely high volumes.
I like this.
It's a time. And they're legitimate about this. Like they'll record like the sound of water running through a stream. Like that's the song. Is that music?
These are the questions. Am I expected to answer? I feel like, Yeah, heck it. We're not prescriptivists here. It's music.
It is. Now, why is it music? I mean, I agree with you. You're in good company.
I feel bad about this dead air, but also, these are some confrontational ideas happening in my head right now.
Yeah, this is right. I've invaded the station and now I'm invading your psyche. What are you gonna do?
All I've taken exactly one media studies course, and it's game design, and all I know about games so far is that their voluntary engagement with unnecessary obstacles is there some way we can translate this to music. Is music...
So, this is actually an interesting way of attacking this. I didn't think you'd go this way, but I'm really liking your angle.
Do we want to play some lowercase while I think about this?
Do you want to hear some lowercase? Okay, you're... I understand. By the way, sci-fi metal is a real genre, by the way.
I like...
let's see. I think I can actually turn on the sound and I can try to play it.
We could make our own lowercase.
We can. I wonder if you actually need a specific, like, do you, like, how, advanced does your equipment need to be so that, you can actually, like, record this stuff?
Probably, like, massive gain.
Probably. It has to be. Let's see. This one, we're about to... it's just such, like... It's such, like... it feels like shoegazy hipster always. Like, some of these songs that I'm looking at is called Albuquerque Hotel Room by Jeff German. Words in the Shape of a Tree by Steve Roden. let's see. Hall... by Brandon LaBelle and James Webb.
Oh, God, it's the telescope guy. He's back from the dead.
Oh, no. Oh, Berlin Backyards, Part 8. Part 8. I'm not kidding. It's from an album called Berlin Backyards. And the first track is 8 minutes and 38 seconds. Oh, I kind of want to pull this. Okay, we're gonna turn one of these on for you. I'll ID it for the folks at home who want to also learn about this right now. Okay. Oh, what, this song is unavailable.
God.
Wait, I think it's working. Is it? I don't think it is working. Let's see. Or maybe that's the problem. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, it allegedly is, but maybe I'm not hearing it. I think that maybe is because I have the thing on.
I've run across the room to pull my phone out of my jacket. I'm Googling, what is music? I have not let this go.
Oh, no, so the people at home can hear this. Here, why don't you take these headphones and you can listen.
This is just what the tea is like.
Oh my god.
I'm just in the tea right now.
This is the tea. Well, this is actually Berlin Backyards Part 1 by Gilles Aubry. You're at the 56 second mark.
Here's the deal. Okay. Here's the deal.
Okay.
First Wikipedia definition of music is vocal or instrumental sounds, or both, combined in such a way as to produce beauty of form, harmony, and expression of emotion.
Okay.
This is clearly not concerned with form. This is basically aleatoric.
Okay.
I would argue that beauty, though you could find it here, is not the intent.
I don't know if it is. That's actually a good question.
But evocation of emotion I can get behind.
Absolutely. I think unsettling is probably the best.
Yeah.
I think it's looking to freak you out. Maybe. That's always the feeling I've got. I'm like almost a little scared to hear it, to be honest.
Do you want to take a turn on these?
I'll take a turn on these. Let's hear this.
Oh, it's so weird adjusting back.
Oh my god. Oh, that's... Oh.
It's
oh,
a little overbearing.
It's a little overbearing. It really is. It actually kind of... It sounds like a construction site. Do you hear it on yours?
Yeah, these also work. So, fun fact, I live in Houston, where from 9 to 5, and sometimes later, which is fun, various just construction going on 50 feet away.
Yeah.
This is basically the morning wake-up call. Like, birds migrated south, birds are gone, jackhammers remain.
Oh,
soon
yeah.
There will only be jackhammers.
Soon, that's it. Until the jackhammers also begin to jackhammer south for the winter. It creates a lot of problem for the taxpayers of Massachusetts as they just kind of keep going down the road. But it's fine. It's just a matter of nature. You can try to catch one for yourself, but I think they're protected species. But I think you can grab one at, like, Home Depot for your own price. I think there might be some laws about it. Like, I don't know if you can keep exotic.
If you're, like, desperate, you can sort of go to one of those underground jackhammer breeders.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. But I don't know. I don't think they treat their jackhammers very well.
No, and, like, it's really sad because sometimes there's inbreeding because they don't keep track of the pedigrees. It's a bad sitch.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so remember that if you are looking to get a jackhammer for yourself, remember to only get it from
certified breeders.
Certified breeders, or also go to your local jackhammer shelter. And
that's the thing. Adoption is always the first choice. It should always be the first choice.
Absolutely. I think that if you are looking, though, for a hypoallergenic jackhammer, I think it is important consideration to maybe look for a responsible breeder. But if you can handle it, if your sinuses can handle it, you know, sometimes the dust can really get into people's nose and eyes, and that's really important consideration. Then absolutely see what you can do. But always, these jackhammers need good homes.
See, here's the deal. I just saw you turn that knob just a little bit down, which makes me think we should have started this segment just, like, slowly turning that volume slider up imperceptibly.
Oh my god, I would die. Oh, that would be awful. I feel like we, even though we've invaded the station, I feel like we shouldn't totally alienate our audience.
Mm. See, I'm going to be honest. I deeply appreciate what the station has done for me this semester, but I do want an hour where I can just try to be the most unlistenable thing on radio.
Well, you can do that.
As long as I'm creative about it.
See, that's fair, and you can do what you like in that regard. And that's kind of the beauty of having art. As long as you're giving it in, doing it within the FCC's bounds,
that's
then I don't really, well, as PD going on GM, I am totally for that. I think for me, always my philosophy is wanting to show music and stuff to people that I have been listening to obsessively for the past week. Because I want people to also experience the cool stuff. There are now, I think they're supposed to be birds. I think these are birds. I don't know. But that's kind of where I'm at. Maybe one day I can do like an unlistenable, just do all the noise music.
Right.
In 1 hour.
Also, shout out to Probably Birds. Not sure when his time slot is, but.
Oh, I can tell you that too. In fact, all the new. So, fun fact, guys, y'all can actually plug this in. We can actually just kind of do like a classic, like shout out session. So for instance, my show is called, the Small Cactus Radio Hour. It is currently on, let's see. Oh no. Oh, it's supposed to be, oh no. Oh, I got a contact. It's supposed to be at 10. That's not good. I didn't want it at 9. All right, well, I'll have to talk to my... Oh, I'm actually going to send it, but I'll have to do that because I need safe harbor for the things I do. I need safe harbor, and this is very much... I'll let her know now. I'll do it in the morning, but it's supposed to be... it'll be in a safe harbor hour. But, yeah, so I try to do Thursday nights. Your show is currently, you're not quite Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's 11 a.m. on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And then Probably Birds is 1 a.m. on Tuesdays. Let's see. I think that might have been a sketch. That's weird. Yeah, no, it's just Twitch. I can actually just switch it back. I have this power. I have this power. I can't be stopped. And that's the funniest part. I could just log in, but it's supposed to be that. I am 10 p.m. on.
Is 10 p.m. empty right now?
No, I'm switched with someone else.
Right.
And I. And I am 10 p.m. That's a mistake. Because I know what I am.
Oh, there are voices now? I'm not about this, actually.
Oh, it's a little creepy, actually. I'm gonna move us, so, one thing I always do is that, how are you feeling now? Isn't that weird? Let's see, I will make sure, I ID this song. That was Berlin Backyards Part 1 by, Gilles Aubrey.
Getting your late Soviet ambiance here at 1:40 a.m. on WMFO 91.5.
I wouldn't really call Berlin. I don't think Berlin is actually former Soviet. That was West Germany.
Fair.
I
haven't taken a history class in 4 years.
I'm actually kind of in the same boat. I've taken art history, but I haven't taken a traditional history class since high school. I need to take one. I think I'm losing it. But I don't know. I don't think I have to take it because I had AP credits, which is, I don't know how that all works, but.
Last and best history class I ever took was junior year of high school when Dr. Aldo Regalado, who was an AM Studies major, who wrote his doctoral thesis on the American superhero.
Yeah.
We basically just read comics in that class. We read Watchmen, we read Silver Age Superman, it was great.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. That actually sounds really. I remember we watched Persepolis in an English class, and I loved it.
Love it.
I haven't read the graphic novel, but I've seen the movie twice now. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Here. I'm also gonna put one thing I always do, at least for my show, and this might be kind of a preview, but I always play one song by Metric per hour. To me personally, that's my favorite album, favorite artist of all time. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
Mm-mm.
So, wait, have you seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Yes.
Do you remember the song Black Sheep?
I believe so.
You know, the one the girl does, the one who was part of the band that was one of Ramona's exes?
Oh, right.
Clash of Demonhead?
Yeah.
Metric wrote that song.
Okay, nice.
Metric did. And I definitely prefer the... oh my gosh, I actually really prefer the artist, the Metric's rendition more than the movie rendition. In fact, okay, why? I have the power. I have the power. Here we go. Those are my favorites.
Let me know if I'm not allowed to say this, but I do have a story about Scott Pilgrim versus the World, or at least a secondhand story.
Okay.
My sister, during her college years, had never seen Scott Pilgrim, nor had any of her friends. It wasn't familiar with the property or the aesthetic.
Okay.
They thought they would start a drinking game. Cutoff? No cutoff?
How old were they?
Legal.
Oh, I feel like I should cut you off, but then yeah. I'm gonna stay FCC safe. We have had this debate, actually, in regard to programming, because I've always thought it was a little weird, because there's, like, that one question on the sheet about, like, have interviewing an artist and them talking about partying. And like everyone gets this intuitively when they answer it, like, they're always like, yes, of course you cut them off. But for me personally, I was always like, and I even talked to my training coordinator about this, I was always like, well, if they're legal and they're legal adults who I'm interviewing and they're talking about something that is perfectly legal and a part of our culture, absolutely, that everyone does. Not everyone. Actually, it's more like two-thirds of the American population. Like, it doesn't really make much sense to censor them. Like, obviously, if they're under 21 and talking about their, like, drug benders, then, like, obviously that's not kosher.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're, like, a consenting adult, then I don't know. I've always been curious about it. But everyone gets this intuitively. Whenever I train people, they're like, no, obviously. And I'm like, well, I guess maybe I think I have a much looser thought about that kind of content. Because right. I always feel like mentioning it.
I mean, also, those people know they're being tested.
That's true. That is very true. And obviously, like, of course, you should never, never act drunk on air, of course. Never be drunk on air, absolutely, of course. Those are givens. Talking about being drunk on air, if you're over 21, I've always wondered, like, I've always wondered what the problem was, you know? Because I thought, yeah, it's something that people do. I mean, obviously, if you take TV as, like, the right. model, like, gosh, it's happening everywhere, you know? I don't know. I've always been curious about that, but, you know. Where are you at? I don't know.
Where am I at on the issue? Okay, yeah. I thought you meant, like, life-wise.
If that's the direction you wanted to take this, I'm extremely amused, but we'll always accept this.
I think you definitely make a compelling argument. I definitely agree with you up to, like, as long as we're legal. I'm even thinking of... No, I 100% understand why an underage person shouldn't be talking about that.
Yeah. Like, that I can understand. Like, I can understand that legal thing of being like, you're obviously talking about things that you did which were illegal
right,
on
you
public.
Shouldn't be doing,
in
which
public.
Can be taken as an endorsement.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you're like, say, a 25 or even 30-year-old and talking about drinking with friends who are all of age, who are also drinking, then I've always thought, well...
You're just, like, doing a thing.
You're doing a thing. And obviously it's a vice, but so is gambling and smoking and scratch tickets and drinking too much Mountain Dew or going to Taco Bell at 2 a.m. Those are all vices. And
we've all been there.
We've all been there on some level or another. Like
2 a.m., third day of school, Tower Cafe, chocolate bun cake.
See, there you go. Yeah, like that. To me, that's vice. And some people get their kicks in other different ways. I personally don't drink. I don't do drugs. And I don't really particularly have interest in... I'm under 21. And marijuana is very much in a weird space. In Massachusetts, it's legal... But also, you have to wait on your dispensary, your town, to also allow like what they want to town tax it. And then they have to give out licenses. And then still it's federally illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And at Tufts, you can get federally charged if you're caught with it still.
Right.
And you have to be over 21. So there's that. So, I mean, I don't have an interest in it. But I've always felt that I don't really care what other people did with their time. You know? I'm sure, like, I think I'd feel concerned for someone who took it too far, just as I would say that to someone who had a gambling addiction
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. But I don't know. I just thought it was weird. You know?
Yeah, I mean... I'm trying to find any holes, but...
Yeah. I guess it's a good catch-all, because I think most students are going to be under 21. I think I think only seniors...
But is it station policy or FCC policy?
I think it's... Well, I think how it goes is that it's station policy, definitely. And I think that part of the station policy is a reflection of FCC policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably one of the biggest motivations is kind of covering your tracks.
Right.
I think if you go strict enough, then you can kind of make sure that everyone's on track.
Right. Station policy, I get. If it's FCC policy, that verges on puritanical, I think.
Yeah, well, the FCC is intentionally vague. It's actually kind of more like a... If you kind of look, it's more just no obscene language. Like, it doesn't give the set of words you can't say. And
right.
It doesn't give, like... It just is kind of like... Make sure your content is fit for this hour.
Mm.
And that can be taken so many different ways. And in fact, one of the problems, too, is that also, if you're talking about politics, one thing that we actually ran into this kind of controversy is regarding, what someone can say. We had a really conservative radio show host. And as an FCC entity, we couldn't... You can't take someone off because you have separate political opinions.
Fair.
Because obviously, like, if you were trying to, like, be like, life as a gay person in an extremely conservative town, and the conservative town tries to take you down, that's obviously a violation. So sometimes, when the shoe's on the other foot, we couldn't do anything. But what we could do is that... also the person was just very much not good at doing radio things.
Mm.
Like, did not know how to turn on automation, did not know, like, did not do their volunteer hours, and then yelled, and then blamed, thought we were, at the time I was doing scheduling coordination, and on my way to being program director, and I was, like, repeatedly to him, like, I don't care what your content is. You just don't know what you're doing, and we can't, like, you are not eligible for a radio show. And I think he ended up writing, like, an article about us, like,
of
that
course.
We were, like, puppeted by liberal campuses or something. And it was just really funny, because, like, if they had interviewed me, who had been taking on the brunt of communications with him, and took all of the emails. They were probably the most customer service things you'd ever seen.
Yeah, you were low-key, you're a weird pull to be the main point of contact for this dude.
Yeah, and it was really weird, because he's like, I think it's because I'm conservative, right? And I'm like, no, I don't care. I mean, you and I both know that, like, I am friends with, like, half of the Tufts Republicans, and I even dated someone on the Tufts Democrats before, so I don't care. And I just thought it was just really funny, and I thought it was funny. He was like, "Find the anti-bias department," and I'm like, "What even is that?"
Like, you mean the thing we all have?
Do you mean, like, Office of Equal Opportunity? Because that's just for, like, you know. If we get, like, we once had, like, this rush of, like, anti-Islamic propaganda posters, like, posted all over, like, the school that was actually kind of, like, explicit.
Mm.
Like, that's what you use Office of Equal Opportunity for, anything sexual misconduct. But he's thinking, like, we're somehow, like, conspiring to take him down. And I was just like, I don't care enough. Like, as long as you're not swearing, and as long as you're not, like, you know, putting our license in danger. I mean, look, I think unless you're just doing this out of spite, in which, I mean, I don't even know if I can judge you on that. Like, like, I don't feel like I have the right to tell you that you're wrong. And I will, I will argue with you, but I don't think I can tell you you're wrong unless it's a fact. And facts are different. That's where it's fun about facts. Applied math major, gang. I took damage on that. Oh, that was bad. All right. It's like 1:52, so I'm gonna put up a PSA, or we can read from the binder. Do you want to do binder?
Binder. Let's go.
Binder. Okay. You can definitely take it.
All right.
I talk enough. By the way, don't be afraid to, like, interject with me.
Okay.
I'm...
Okay, I've got...
Oh no, you got the anime girls one.
Yup, there are three anime girls. One of them is looking back at me. The other two are following. Beautiful Field of Sakura. I don't know why this exists.
Oh, everyone loves that one too. I think the anime girls really like attract people to it.
I mean, that's the thing, right? It like, you know how magazines, they have like the longer pages? That's what this is. This is just like bait.
This is bait. We have found bait.
All right. One I do agree with principle of, at least, walking is good exercise, PSA.
Yes, it is good exercise.
Though other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transport. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike.
There you go. I've always wondered, like, that is a good PSA. I do agree that I walked to Davis today, actually. Mm. But I always thought it was weird when they're like, 40 minutes will get you to Harvard Square, and I don't believe that.
I think that's, like, some Google Maps calculation. Like, that must be a brisk walking pace. And also, I don't know if there's, like, good continuous sidewalk coverage between here and Harvard.
It's not... You can do it. It's not good. But you can. You just have to, you have to go to Davis, and then you have to kind of get onto Mass Ave and keep walking it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple, like, dicey, nothing that's dangerous. Like, you never have to cross a highway or anything. But there are, like, kind of dicey crosswalks. Like, it's not exactly the most pedestrian-friendly thing that you're ever gonna see.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But yeah, I went... Obviously, this has declined somewhat with the weather, but I went on a lot of walks first semester.
Mm-hmm.
Mystic River's a good spot.
Oh, no doubt. Absolutely. Yeah. Have you been to the Fells?
I've not yet.
Oh,
I want to.
Beautiful.
I bought binoculars and I received them for Christmas, these things. Binoculars and a pair of Massachusetts birds. And the goal is just go out into the Fells and bird watch.
Oh, that's awesome. I've always wanted to get into bird watching, but I don't really have the patience for it.
Fair.
I think we have like a book in our house of like birds in the Northeast or something. I just remember what the Junco looks like.
Junco. I'm not a good bird watcher. Or rather, I'm very good at watching birds. I'm just a bad ornithologist.
Okay, is that the name of the ornithologist?
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, also, reminder that you guys have been listening to Station Invasion with DJ Tuesday and DJ Tolstoy at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Getting that in.
Getting that those IDs in. Also, the Junco is the gray birds that look like they've been dipped in white paint.
Okay, nice.
Like, you just took the bird and went, donk. Oh, man. Also, I'll put on some... I'm also going to put on Black Sheep because it's a great song.